Monday morning means we bring this delightful young lady in week in, week out. It's Professor Claire Collins. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
I've started by saying something very nice, so you have to be very nice.
Yes. Look, a big smile on my face when you said that.
There we go. But look, it's all downhill from here. I'm sorry. Look, it is Cancer Research Awareness Week, and we want to sort of hone in a little bit on the preventative side of things, don't we?
Yes, and I declare a bias because I do lots of research on nutrition promotion and prevention. And what I think people don't realise is that cancer research is also about preventing cancer as well as treating cancer. I mean, it's great that research has led to much better treatments for cancer, but I think if we can help support people, especially those who have family risks of particular types of cancer, in preventing or delaying it, then that's a big research focus that needs to be supported, especially right here in the Hunter.
Because there are lots of things that attain a certain amount of risk, and I think if we can become aware of some of those things, we can sort of, not, you can never totally eliminate, I guess, but you can certainly reduce your risk even further.
That's right. You can try and put the odds in your favour. Mm. You know, you can't control that, you know, proverbial bus that's going to run over you, but there are certainly things you can do. And for the World Cancer Research Fund in the UK, they've done a smart thing. They've put out the UK guidelines, and there's 9 key steps for cancer prevention they want everyone to be aware of, and I'll get you the link for the website. But the first one is being a healthy weight. Now, when you say that, people go, oh, everyone's trying to make us skinny. It's not about that. It's about being more active and eat healthier so that your weight drops and stops increasing year on, which is what it does for most people. Many people don't realise that carrying the excess weight directly increases your cancer risk. And the reason it does that is because in your fat tissue, you produce more estrogen, which is the female hormone, and estrogen is a cancer promoter. So making changes so that you stop gaining weight or your weight drops a little bit is the first one. The second one is being physically active. 30 minutes or more a day helps lower your cancer risk. You probably already know this one, avoid junk food. And the reason for...
You just went a bit quiet there, Claire. Yeah. I didn't hear that.
The reason for avoiding junk food is that if you're not eating junk food, then you're eating more healthy food. And that's why the next one is eat more whole grains, more vegetables, fruit, and beans. And by beans, I mean the legumes, soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas. That food group is so neglected in Australia, but it contains the phytonutrients, many of which can turn back the early stages of carcinogenous cancer-causing. They can actually turn cells back to be non-cancer-causing, and some of those bioactive components affect the cancer pathway where cells might proliferate and go out and metastasize around your body. So
important. Would it be fair to say that parts of the world that eat a lot more of these foods seem to have less cancer there, perhaps?
In some populations, and when you go to the population level, it's why you see different cancer patterns in different areas. The next one, limit red meat. Now, it's not cutting red meat out. It's actually saying, you know, keep it to less than half a kilo
a week.
There
really is something wrong with my headphones. I can't hear a word you're saying. Cut out all the good stuff.
Listen up. And avoid processed meat. Now, processed meat, that's particularly for families where there's colon cancer. So you might have no cancer genes in your family at all. Lucky you. But for families where there is a higher risk of bowel cancer, then it's worth getting rid of the processed meat. You're not going to like this one if you didn't like the last one before. For cancer prevention, the recommendation is actually to avoid alcohol altogether. And then they have this little line that says, and if you can't do that, try and keep it to the recommended limits for trying to keep you safe, which is 2 standard drinks a day. Eat less salt. Don't rely on vitamin supplements. And the last one, really, really important, breastfeed your baby, because that's the best way to lower breast cancer risk. And we need to support women so that they can feed their baby. Now, that's 9 cancer prevention risk factors. Number 10 is new, and it's really important. For people who've already had cancer, it says follow those other 9. Because we've done such a good job in improving treatments, there are now a lot of cancer survivors. And the best way to reduce recurrence or a new secondary cancer that was unrelated is to follow those same 9 guidelines.
I guess at one stage, Claire, cancer pretty much was a death sentence across the board, but like you said, treatments and research has all improved. Yeah. Once you get to that stage, let's go back to the start and do those preventative
things. So the bottom line, any money you want to donate to Hunter Medical Research for cancer prevention and new cancer treatments will be really well spent and well invested here in the Hunter.
Claire, great idea. Thank you so much for bringing those 9 steps in, well, the 10 steps now for us. And we look forward to catching up with Claire Collins next time around at 2NURFM.